Your Steve Jones Show podcast audio is loading. Steve Jones Show podcast, sponsored by Kratzer Insurance Agency, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland, and online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Cliff Lee's strong outing last night. Looks like he's done. They'll trade him tomorrow.
Okay.
Kevin Hurst standing outside the ballpark, referring to him repeatedly as a mercenary.
Cliff Lee, not my concern.
What is your concern?
I don't want to see Chase go. Cliff Lee? Okay.
Yeah, your heart had to jump today when you saw Chase Headley was traded.
I saw Chase and I'm like, oh no. Oh, okay. Headley. I was a whisker concerned.
Here's my concern. Our good friends at Kratzer Insurance. It's my job to tell you how great they are because they take care of you, whether it's auto, home, life, business insurance. Service and price means something to you. It means everything to them. It's Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. Here in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Kevin Herr alongside today.
I do have a question for you. You thought it was a good start for Lee?
It was tongue-in-cheek.
Okay, I was going to say, I was hoping that was the case, because I wouldn't call that a good start.
No, it was not a good start.
Shaky, I think, is the word that would come to mind first.
All right, no question. But he's a gun for hire. Always has been. And time now for somebody else to hire him.
Time now for a new employer.
I thought the
Yankees move, though, I think worked out very, very well. I think it's a position they needed to fill desperately because they've had a humongous hole at third base. And whether they keep him or not, I don't know. I mean, what did the Padres offer him? A 3-year, $33 million deal, and he rejected it. So the Padres are getting whatever they can get out of him. Smart move by them. I don't know if trade benefits the Padres, though.
Well, Chase Headley had 31 home runs, and he drove in 115 2 years ago. He has been hurt and banged up ever since, and his numbers have not even approached that. He hit 251 last year. He's hitting 229 this year, not generating a lot of power. You're also talking about a ballpark at Petco, which is extremely pitcher-friendly.
Exactly.
And he's going to a ballpark at Yankee Stadium, where as a left-handed hitter, he can drive it to the porch. So this may work out well for him. He is in the final year of his contract. So the Padres needed to do something to move him so they at least got something for him, because at the end of the year they were going to get nothing for him. He was not going to stay with the organization. So they've made this move. So for the Padres, this is the move that they had to make. They're out of it. He's not producing a lot. And he goes to an organization that needs him. And the Padres went with young players. Simple as that. It's really not any more complicated than that.
I'm trying to see if one of those guys I thought was a rail rider, but I'm not sure.
Well, I'm sure at some point or another they all are, Kevin.
All right. No, that's not what I meant. Let's see. Now, they may have already had him off the roster, too.
Yeah.
Because it was it Solardi? Is that how, I don't even know how to pronounce it, infielder.
Yeah, Solardi's the infielder.
And DePaula. DePaula was the pitching prospect.
Mm-hmm.
Don't see him on the on the roster for the Rail Riders. I'll have to look into that further. Just because of the local tie, or local-ish tie.
Sure. 800-795-9565, yes.
Sure. I know, everybody's really worried about this guy, and I was like, oh. Let's see. Looks like he was playing in Tampa last. There you go.
I feel a lot better. 800-795-9565 is the number. Next hour, we'll talk about IndyCar all hour.
Awesome.
No.
With every day, there's fresh hope.
Oh, there is it.
Hey, they had a nice doubleheader this weekend on the same day.
Oh, okay. Bag it. Okay.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Bag it. Tom Verducci wrote an article today in which he says at least the talking points about shifting is now being brought up by more and more people, and a conversation may take place about it.
We're trendsetting? Is that what you're telling me?
No, but we've talked about this over and over again. And I always laugh, like, traditional baseball. Yeah, the manager can, you know, it's traditional baseball. That's not so true. No. You got to know the game in order to make a statement like that. For example, we're playing a game in Oakland. There is no more spacious foul territory in Major League Baseball than Oakland Coliseum. Without question, the single most spacious foul territory in baseball. Correct? Correct.
It does. It looks like it's its own stadium.
No. Right. It's unbelievable. So I have, I don't know, pick a hitter. Ryan Howard's at the plate.
Okay.
So we're going to put a shift on. So we're going to put three infielders to the right of the second base. I'm also going to take the left fielder, move him way off the line. I'm going to have the center fielder playing more right center, if not really shaded that way. And I'm going to put the right fielder in foul territory. Okay? You follow me?
I do. I don't think you can, but I follow you.
I'm sorry to tell everybody that is a believer in the tradition of a don't start, you know, tell us we can't shift players. There's already a rule in place. You can't put the right fielder in foul territory. That's called a balk. What? Well, what are you talking about? No, but you can only balk. Pitcher can only balk. No. Catcher can balk. Fielder can balk. Pitcher can balk. It is a balk if you line up a fielder in foul territory.
The catcher.
That is why.
I'm sorry, no, Steve. I just wanted to ask you. The catcher balk is if he's not in the catcher's box. Is that correct?
Exactly. Because right. Guess what? He's in foul territory.
Right. That's what I thought. But I, go ahead and finish. Sorry.
That's why, for example, on an intentional walk, the catcher must be in the box until the ball is released and then goes out. You know, the catcher doesn't stand out there and go, hey, just toss it to me, babe. 1, 2, 3, 4. We're done. Take a pass. No. Okay? It's a balk. That's why the catcher is in that box. That's why when the ball is released, then the catcher can exit the box. There are already rules in place on positioning to begin with. Okay? This is something they need to consider because Joe Maddon, Hazleton's own Joe Maddon, who to me is as brilliant a field manager as there is in baseball. He's the one that really got the shifting thing going. He really took David Ortiz out of the 2008 American League Championship Series. I mean, when he shifted him, and I think Ortiz may have hit 150 in that series, something like that. And he's just any manager that shifts is following the rules. They're allowed to do this. And if you're not allowed to do it, they will just come up with something else. But it's affecting the game. And it's affecting the game negatively in terms of the entertainment value. There is no question that the pace of the game, they've got to take care of that first. And just follow the rules. Stop the dawdling and the roaming around. Like, I'm not here to watch you walk around the plate area, okay? Get in the box and hit. Man up. Okay? Get the ball and pitch. Man up. I mean, what, just waiting longer is going to do what? Okay? As soon as you can explain to me what waiting longer is going to do, I have no idea. But, you know, they need to shave 30 minutes off the game. 30 minutes. Everybody's coming up with ways to shave the time of their game. An NHL game's 2:15, you know. 2:15, in, out, done. NBA game, 2:15. College basketball, 2 hours. Notice the NFL's worked vehemently to get the time of the game shaved back. Why do you think halftime's only 12 minutes in an NFL game? It's 12 minutes. They're not obsessed with the band. In, out, move. People were here for the game. And they need to find, that's one thing they have to do. They have to find a way to shave 30 minutes off the game, which is actually really, really easy to do. We've talked about this repeatedly. But the shifting, Joe Maddon, and again, this is not a good moment, not a good Kevin moment coming up. You okay there?
I'm listening. I'm waiting.
All right. Says it. He said, you cannot change major league hitters to hit the wall fields. He said, this is something that must be done in the low minors so that it's emphasized throughout the entire system. He said, it'll be years before it has an effect on the game. The ability to hit the wall fields universally in your system. He said it has to be taught in the low minors. He said you can't teach it on the major league level.
Okay, I understand that, but my question is now, why the heck don't they teach it anyway? Don't you want a disciplined hitter coming up?
I want a guy that plays to his strength, Kevin. I don't want a guy that's going to play to my strength.
I want a guy that can hit the ball. I want him to hit it to all fields against all pitchers at all times and score runs.
If I have a guy who's a dead pole hitter who can drive the ball out of the park, he has a place in my lineup. Just like a guy that can hit to all fields has a place in my lineup. They both have places in my lineup. Okay, if I have a guy that's skilled at handling the bat, he has a place in my lineup. If there's a person that has speed, okay, that I can put at the top of the order, he has a place in my lineup. It's one of the great things about baseball is that you can move and manipulate, you know, and, you know, I mean, I realize that you want one size fits all. I don't. Okay.
I want a team of guys that hit it all over the field for power and speed and have great gloves. That's what I want in my team from every player. Is that asking too much?
Yes. Yes.
Just wondering.
Yes. I'd like to point out Brewers Outlet is open.
No, I understand what you're saying. I get it.
I'm sorry, but no. Okay, hit to all fields. Okay, only the rarest of individuals hits all fields with power. Mike Trout is just phenomenal. I love watching Mike Trout play.
That's why he's the new face of baseball.
Right, that's why. But I also enjoyed watching Cesar Cedeno play and watching Eric Davis play and watching Ken Griffey Jr. play. Okay? But they don't have, hit to all fields derby. They don't have bunting derby. Hey, they have home run derby.
That could be an interesting skills competition, though. Hit a home run, bunt to a certain area, hit to a certain area. You're not liking my idea for the new All-Star Game Fun Fest?
No. People say the home run derby's too long as it is.
Well, you're not kidding. 3 outs in baseball, not 10. 3 outs, you're done. Move on. Thanks for playing. Home run derby moves to the next guy. That's easily solved.
Did you grow up a hater?
No, I just have simple solutions. It's just nobody listens. And thanks to you, I have a platform.
Huh?
News is next.
I think I better
stick around.
I think I better go to Crosser Insurance. I need it.
While looking for a vehicle, you know that if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. You get the runaround, gotta go from place to place. Well, you can just skip all of that and go straight to Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915, so you know they've got it right. No offers that look good on paper or online, and then you get disappointed when you see them in person. Sunbury Motor Company offers a lineup few other auto dealers in the area can compete with. With the inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there will be no problem finding the right vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff's ready and able to help you with everything from the test drive to the drive off the lot. See for yourself at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Look for them online anytime at sunburymotors.com.
When it comes to insurance, let's face it, the options and the sources keep changing. It gets confusing. Do you really know what you're getting? Better yet, do you know what you're not getting? Save time and save your mind with a simple call to the Kratzer Insurance Agency of Mount Pleasant Mills or Northumberland. For 51 years, the Kratzer Insurance Agency has been keeping the Susquehanna Valley insured and protected from whatever comes our way. If your policy is up for renewal, or you suffer the disappointment of cut-rate insurance deals on the internet or over the phone, then listen. Don't sacrifice personal service. The Kratzer Insurance Agent, your independent agent, has your best interest in mind. Of course they have competitive prices.
Hi, this is Kim Ebright. Call us, stop in, or visit us online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Standing together against whatever. Family, friendship, security. The Kratzer Insurance Agency.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hola, buenos dias, bonjour, guten Abend. How are you?
No subtitles needed.
Fill in all the blanks. Great to have you with us. That time of the year where trades abound and your team is a seller.
It's all right.
Not fun.
No, it's not fun, but it's all right because I'm hoping that some of the selling will make opportunities for winning in the next several years.
That's a good one. All right, 800-795-9565, 800-795-9565.
The latest reports are that the Phillies are telling clubs Cole Hamels is not available. There is a possibility that Marlon Byrd would go to the Marlins. Burnett's still
Perfect.
Getting looked at.
Marlins of the Marlins.
I'm sorry, not the Marlins. I'm sorry, the Mariners. Sorry, the Mariners.
I've heard of them. They're in Seattle.
Yes, yes. They're a little bit further north and west of the Marlins. But
I think you're handling this segment very well.
Thank you. Cliff Lee looking to be traded, or if they are looking to trade him, he cannot be dealt without approving several clubs. So he has a no-trade clause with nine teams without prior approval, and that's the Orioles, Red Sox, Yankees, Mets, Pirates, Reds, Royals, Nationals, and Cardinals.
That's great. Look, the Cardinals are looking at Jake Peavy and David Price. I can tell you by the swarm of activity that has occurred around here that the scouts that have followed the Spikes have been the Red Sox, Tampa Bay Rays, Oakland, Houston, the Mets, and who's the other one? But not the Phillies. Oh, and by the way, when you go to Williamsport, you're not allowed to talk to the Philly scouts.
Yeah, I've seen that sign.
You're like, well, I'm sorry, but you know, what deep secrets do you have?
Nothing that I've seen on the baseball field this year.
Wow, you're just negative.
Well, here's the you talked about Peavy, the often discussed option for the Cardinals is the Red Sox starter. Seemed to be close to moving, but can be held now as Boston looks to make a late surge. So Boston may not be interested in trading him. But St. Louis is keeping him on their back burner, according to reports from the Boston Globe.
Yes, and I know which prospect on the Spikes they're interested in. I'm not going to get into it because that was in confidence, with the scout from the Red Sox. Gee, to the Phillies people, that's how it works. Okay? That's how it works. There's a little bit of trust, a little give and take. I'm not going to go out here and blab which prospect that they're looking at, but I know who it is. All right?
Oh, I talked to, I think I might have said Lee earlier. Let me correct this. It's Burnett that has the 20-team no-trade clause. And there are 9 teams that he can be dealt with without approval, and that's the Orioles, Red Sox, Yankees, Mets, Pirates, Reds, Royals, Nationals, and Cardinals. Basically anything within a day's drive of Maryland, which kind of where he's at. So I wanted to clarify that in case I misspoke earlier. Yeah. But Lee does have a couple of teams that he may not be able to go to. He also has a few teams that is an automatic. But after last night, I don't think anybody's looking.
Oh, brother. 800-795-9565.
I think the Pirates make a move for Burnett. I really do. Especially if the Phillies are willing to pay part of the salary.
It's possible. It's possible. It depends on how the Pirates feel about Gerrit Cole. That's the big part. Because Gerrit Cole is the ace of this staff. And he's now on his second stint on the disabled list. So if they're doing it as a precaution and they feel good about him, they will not acquire a Jay Burnett. If they're uneasy about Gerrit Cole, then Burnett becomes a possibility. So I really think it's almost that simple. Charlie Morton's actually pitching pretty well for them. Jeff Locke's pitching pretty well for them. Francisco Liriano's getting better. They get Cole back. Now you got 4 guys. You're feeling a lot better about it. I know they think highly of A.J. Burnett, but I think a lot of it's going to have to do with what their true comfort level is with Gerrit Cole.
Well, last night, there were scouts at the Phillies game from the Tigers, Blue Jays, Orioles, Brewers, Angels, Royals, Giants. Let's see, the Rangers, the Diamondbacks, the Padres, and the Mariners.
Mm-hmm.
And not all of them were looking at Cliff Lee. As we talked about earlier, probably the Mariners looking at Marlon Byrd.
Oh, it's a fire sale. They're all for sale.
Well, maybe not Cole Hamels, according to the latest news.
Most of the guys nobody wants. That's a reason you're in last place.
That's an issue.
There's a reason you're in last.
But the Phillies are telling the clubs that Cole Hamels is not available.
I don't blame them. I would keep him and build the staff around him, just like I think the Red Sox ought to re-sign John Lester and build it around him.
But he may be the only guy right now that the Phillies have that's valued by anybody else in the majors besides maybe a Marlon Byrd.
Well, you don't just dump him.
No, I'm just saying if you're having a fire sale, though, I mean, Cole Hamels is a guy you dump to have the fire sale. I don't think they will. I hope they don't, but I'm just saying if you're having a fire sale, Cole Hamels is probably your best trade piece.
I am not big at all on prospects for established players. Okay, most of the time it doesn't work. Okay, the Doyle Alexander for John Smoltz deals are rare. Like you look at today with the Padres. Okay, Chase Headley. Now Headley, they're not going to re-sign, so it makes sense. Hey, roll the dice and see if any one of these 3 guys can play. Okay, but you tell me when prospects pan out. Maybe when the Twins traded Frank Viola to the Mets. But they got a couple of established guys in that to go with a couple of prospects. But which trades out there, like, hey, you know, that prospect ended up being this guy, this guy, this guy, and this guy. Wow, look how we did. I don't see a lot of wow look at how we did. I don't.
You know, the one team you don't hear anybody talking about right now, looking at anybody or showing up at games, scouting, is the Mets.
Well, the Mets were here at State College. I know that. They took a look.
I mean, I would think the Mets would be looking to try and develop something soon.
I think they'd be looking for offense. I think they've got enough starting pitching. I don't think that that's much of an issue. That's just me. I would think they'd be looking for offense.
I just haven't heard. There hasn't been anybody talking about the Mets looking at anybody right now.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, ever since the Bernie Madoff thing, they haven't been doing much of anything.
if you're looking to buy from the Mets, what do you look at? I guess Colon, maybe.
Yeah, Bartolo Colon would be a guy you'd move. He'd be another mercenary for hire. Yeah. Yeah, you would definitely. He would definitely.
So that's what I'm saying. I think that's why I thought maybe the Mets would try and find something to build on, because they're really not looking at selling much because they don't have much to sell.
All right. So I think that would be one. 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565 is the number you'd like to jump in. What I'd like to find out from people, in reality, what are your favorite sports? I mean, what are your favorite sports? I mean, for you, it's the NFL, high school football, college football.
Yeah, I would say that's fair. Not everything filters below that.
Yeah. After that, you don't like sports.
I wouldn't go that far, but
I'll watch IndyCar.
Yeah, IndyCar would be number four.
Something tells me it didn't make anybody else's top five.
I'm sure it didn't.
Sorry. But I mean, 800-795-9565. Well, what are your favorites? Are you still a big baseball fan? Are you still a big football fan? I'd like to find that out. It's a summer day. Having some fun. Ooh, the Phillies are 12 games out. Wow.
Yep.
They're 11 games under 500 at home. Wow. They're better on the road. They've been outscored by 57 runs. Wow.
It's all right. Camp starts next Monday.
Well, I don't understand how you can be excited about that. It's not in August yet. 800-795.
Actually, I think it starts on Saturday. I think it's only 4 days away.
800-795-9565 is the number. 800-795-9565 is the number you'd like to jump in. I'd like to find out, what is your favorite sport or sports? For some people, they're going to say it's wrestling. For some people, they're going to say it's football. So for some people, they may say baseball. I don't know. I get a funny feeling when I get a lot of, hey, I love the NBA. I think that's not going to make the cut either. But the number is 800-795-9565. I'd like to find out, what is your favorite? What's the sport that really gets the juices flowing for you? I mean, this is perfect for Kevin. I mean, the Philly scenario is right into his wheelhouse. Okay, number one, it's his team. Number two, they're playing lousy. Now the juices are flowing. Number three, they need to get rid of everybody. Which leads to number four, it's a TMZ moment.
It is a TMZ moment.
Which leads to five, total speculation, guessing, and innuendo. This is your perfect storm. I feel like I'm talking to George Clooney leaving Gloucester.
It is pretty close.
And it's the first time in a sentence that you've ever been compared to George Clooney.
And probably the last.
And maybe another moment somewhere down the road. But 800-795-9565. What would you do about the Phillies? What's your favorite sport? What do you enjoy? And we talk about a lot of different sports here all the time. Obviously, Penn State football is in a little bit of a lull. We'll kick into more high gear next week because Big Ten Media Days are Monday and Tuesday next week in Chicago at the Hilton. Get a feel from everybody as to how they feel with the training camp lead-in coming up. You know, and I would guess that all 14 are optimistic because we're at that point where nobody's won or lost anything, and that's why everybody's optimistic. It's kind of like your philosophy, isn't it?
I'm not even going there. I got Dave from Sunbury on the line for you, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have the hook in today, so you're gonna have to tell me. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Steve. Well,
how are you today?
Great, yourself?
I'm doing really well. It's great to hear from you.
Well, it says, you know, football, college and pro.
My pro team's
already in camp.
Yes, the Bills?
Yeah. But they got a problem with that nose tackle.
Yeah, Marcell Dareus out of Alabama, who to me I thought was going to be a great pro when he came in because I watched him against Penn State and I really liked him, but has not been.
Well, and now he's got that legal thing going on.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, it's also going to be a big camp and a big year for E.J. Manuel. He has to really start establishing himself as the guy. Getting Sammy Watkins out of Clemson, who's impressed early in the Bills camp, is going to be big. And one other Bills-related note, my understanding is I got two notes on the Bills. Number one, John Bon Jovi and his group say that they will not move the club out of Buffalo if they get the bid to win.
Yeah.
The other one is that there are 60 groups that have put forward for financial disclosure. There are 60 groups that have shown interest. Only 10 have put in for full financial disclosure. Of the 10 that have put in for full financial disclosure so far, it includes John Bon Jovi's group, Donald Trump, and, yes, Kim and Terry Pegula.
Well, I'm personally rooting for the Pegulas.
Well, I've talked to representatives of the Pegulas, and it's something where if they feel that there is a danger of the Bills moving out of Buffalo, they would really intensify their efforts to get the club.
Well,
but if there's somebody that already is that is established, that has firmly said they're going to keep the team in Buffalo, build a new stadium, and so forth, then they have to throw themselves and immerse themselves into the Sabres, the Americans in Rochester, and also in the new complex that's being built about around HBSC Arena.
Well, be honest, Steve. John Bon Jovi was going to move that to Canada. Now he's not. I kind of got my problem with that one.
I don't blame you. I would want a commitment, and I would want a commitment to a new stadium up there because Ralph Wilson Stadium is 40-plus years old now. They need to get a smaller stadium, better luxury suites, and the whole thing. They need a new stadium complex for Buffalo in order to make this work.
Yeah, and the only thing, you know, that wasn't going to happen because the man was in bad health anyway, so they were more or less just waiting to see what happened with him.
Right.
You know, that's why.
So that's the situation with them. I mean, I'm rooting for them to stay in Buffalo, and I think the NFL's making big strides in terms of what they're doing in Los Angeles, saying, hey, heck with it, we'll just build the stadium ourselves. The league should be building the stadiums anyway. To me, it should be a one-third, one-third. The team, that the owners of the team should put in a third, the league should put in a third, and the city should put in a third. I've always felt that way about that because each one benefits by having the club there and the stadium there.
Yeah, but as you said, you know, well, Kevin and his basically left-hand turns.
You got to get back to the start-finish line.
More just left-hand turns and finish line. That's it.
That gets you back to the finish line.
All right. Well, I'm going to make a left-hand.
You have a road course just to be different.
All right, exactly.
You know.
Well, I have to make a left-hand turn into the break. Yep, that way I can get to the finish line of this hour. Dave, thanks so much. We'll come back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
I'll be there for you. These 5 words I swear to you. When you breathe, I want to be the air for you.
Anthem of the first game.
You would hope what now? You would hope what now?
He'd sing the national anthem of the first game. All right. The Steelers are putting another decal in their helmet.
That's not true.
It is true.
Well, no, they're going to probably, let me guess, they're going to put a CN on the helmet.
Well, it's going to be a tribute to Chuck Noll. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I'm all right with that. What? On the uniform, on the helmet, that's fine. Just don't put another Steeler logo on the other side of the helmet.
Why?
Because that's just not the way it's supposed to be. I don't have a good reason for it. I just don't like it.
And that explains my co-host's philosophy on all of this.
I know what I like. That's not it.
I don't have a reason. I don't know. I just say things.
I just don't like it. Do I have to have a reason for not liking it? No.
It'd be nice if you expanded upon it.
It's stupid.
Oh, that's compelling.
You said expand. You didn't say be compelling in the same thing, in the process.
I mean, really, I'm driving in the car now. I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, lock it in.
It's just how I feel.
More of this coming up. No, we can't promote that. A lot better coming up next hour.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.